If you'd like to institute user fees, I'm happy to discuss it with you. There are hundreds of studies out there about the economic return and use of non-consumptive users on our fish and game resource.
I have a lot of questions in my mind of how this would work with smaller parts of a borough that that have all the assessed evaluation within that part of the borough, detaching and not taking with it the full and true value that was pledged for that particular portion of the borough as to the rest of the debt for the entire borough.
So X pipeline pump station detaches from Fairbanks.
Exactly.
With its seven residents.
Well, but that is exactly, I understand what Senator Rieger is trying to do, and it's a good attempt to keep everyone on their toes within the government, the local government authority. But I do have a concern of identifiable places that might want to detach with a large amount of assessed evaluation in the existing area. And I don't know, my initial thought was to make that number higher on the front side to where it couldn't, but I think of, in my district, I think that the community of McKiskey has petitioned two or three times to detach from the Kenai Peninsula Borough. And if detached, it would take 15 platforms in Cook Inlet. If it took 15 platforms, it takes two-thirds of the assessed evaluation of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. And I don't know how you would juggle that with the rest of the concerns of the borough residents. So,
rest of Kenai becomes unorganized.
It is a concern.
There are different ways to reach equity. If the problem is that some people have less and pay less, that we could reduce the government all across the state, that would reach equity as well.
Yeah.
Like I said, I agree with what he's trying to do. I just have that's the biggest question that comes to my mind is how that would be settled, other than they take on the debt that's existing.
And that's
whether that portion of the debt is
that should be in there. Taking on the debt should be in there.
We're going to have to go to session. Senator Rieger's amendment is before us. I'd like to come back at 1:30 or 1:45 if you could get something done at CNRA before then, if that works better for you. But then Senator Rieger can have some time to try and draft a provision that carries any debt with the rest of the provision, and try to deal with Senator Jaroff's question about, you know, the threshold number for getting to the petition stage has got to be low enough that it works in a very small area, but that is very geographically separated.
1:45 here.
1:45, and this bill will be the first bill up, and hopefully Senator Rieger will have a substitute amendment that's got those concerns answered. Senator Jaroff?
I won't be able to be here at that time.
Pardon?
I will not be here.
Yeah.
I've got a medical appointment. But I just wanted to mention, you know, it seems to me that, you know, the driving force behind the mandatory borough bill, and it's been there for years, you're not the first one to deal with it, you know, has been trying to get some equity in local contribution for educational funding. I would just like to mention here that a lot of the schools that we have in the REAAs and in other rural areas there that we have around the state, you know, our old BIA schools, our old state-operated schools, and the only way that those schools are improved on or replaced or repaired is through state general fund dollars. When you look at the municipalities and we look at the way that the money goes out, and the cost per student seems to be the big factor that comes in, we don't factor in the state's contribution for the indebtedness there for the new schools that are built. And I think one gentleman sort of alluded to that with schools that were built in areas that have the bonding capabilities to do that. But that's also an expense that is not shown on the educational funding formula distribution as far as the cost per student statewide. And so, you know, I'm not against the formation of boroughs, but I think it ought to come from the grassroots rather than from the top down.
We'll be back at 1:45. We're in recess.